Brett Hayhoe raises his hand when a travel agent asks if anyone wants to keep going through Amsterdam and Paris. And apparently every other conference delegate looks at the itinerary, nods politely, and books their flights home.
That solo yes is the engine of this episode. We're covering one sprawling European journey. Brussels, Ghent, Amsterdam, Paris, and everything Brett learned, lost, and found along the way. Let's start with the trip itself.
The setup here is a conference in Brussels that most delegates treated as a round trip. One person treated it as a launching pad for something much larger. And the trip that followed was not a smooth one, at least not at first.
Night one sets the tone immediately. The Post puts it plainly, my wallet was stolen.
And from that point, every decision on the trip runs through a single filter, what can and cannot be afforded. I mean, that is not a minor inconvenience. That is the structural condition of the entire journey.
The recovery came from an unexpected corner. American Express replaced the card within 72 hours, and the Post is unambiguous about the lesson. If you travel internationally without an Amex, this is your sign. The cash situation stayed difficult, but that lifeline held.
What's striking is that the disaster doesn't cancel the trip. It runs alongside it. Brussels is described as extraordinary, wearing its history on every facade. And then comes Ghent.
The Ghent section reaches for a word that doesn't quite exist in English. The Post describes it as medieval, immaculate, laced with canals and lit by a particular quality of northern light that makes everything look as though it has been painted rather than built. That's a day trip from a conference schedule. Most people skipped it.
The travel agent, now with exactly one client, solves the logistics elegantly. He drives Brett himself across that flat, quietly beautiful landscape between Brussels and Amsterdam at a pace set by curiosity rather than timetable.
Amsterdam, the Post insists, must be done on foot. No canal boats, no taxis. The city reveals itself through its streets, its bridges, its narrow buildings leaning toward each other across the water. And for LGBTIQAA+ travelers specifically, the Homo Monument in the Westerpark District, three pink granite triangles commemorating those persecuted during the Second World War, is described as quiet, powerful, and worth every minute you give it.
Paris closes the loop. Every landmark, every cobbled street, zero apology for being a tourist.
The Post's position is direct. People who are too sophisticated for tourist Paris are missing the point of Paris. The tourist things are tourist things because they are extraordinary. Do them without apology. The trip ends on the Eurostar to London, which for regular readers is where the series picks up in the previous entry.
The lesson the Post lands on is the one that started all of this. Take up the offer nobody else takes up. Every single time. One raised hand, four cities, a stolen wallet, and a travel agent who became a chauffeur. The argument underneath all of it is about what you miss when you book the flight home early. More from the World Traveler series next time. And if the pattern holds, the next entry will begin with something going wrong in the best possible way.